Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Most gracious and heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning to say thank you, Father God, for bringing us to this day. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your provision, your kindness. Father God, thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Thank you for being in control of every situation. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our angels, the precious Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the body of Christ, the power of your word, the word of your power, and you, our Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, thank you for 11 years. Thank you for all the souls that have come to Christ all over the land. Thank you for the backsliders reclaimed. Thank you for the testimonies of victory, breakthrough, and turnaround. We say thank you. Thank you, God. God, we don't know what this day holds, but we just want to say we thank you that we know you and you're the one who holds the day. And so, Father God, if we're walking with you and you're walking with us, then that really is enough. That really is enough. Thank you, Father. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for another service. We commit this service in your hands. We commit this day in your hands, our lives in your hands, our destiny, our future, our families, everything we commit into your hands, Father. For you said, as we shared with your people on yesterday, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Thank you, Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. We want to welcome all of our lovely prayer partners. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Amen. Especially our visitors today. We want to greet you in Jesus' name. Thank you for visiting our service, our fellowship services. Amen. That takes place in the spirit. Glory be to God. We thank God for this form of technology. Amen. That we can do this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's just another way. Look, God has more than one ways. Amen. When we meet on this service every morning, beloved, and as we come, you know what we're doing? We are fulfilling the scripture where it says, forsake not, the fellowship among the brethren. Amen. Glory be to God. We're fellowshipping. You might still have your pajamas on. Glory be to God. Whatever. Don't make a difference. Still may have curlers in your hair. I don't even think people still use the curlers. Remember those old sponge rollers? You should take all your hair out. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't make no difference. Don't make no difference. You might be in the car. You might be in the living room. You might be whatever. You might be walking. Amen. With your Bluetooth on. Don't make a difference. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're still all in the same place. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. We want to thank God for putting all that together. Hey, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right, hallelujah. I am Pastor Alfreda Bradford. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Now, I was talking to the Lord last night, and we know we just completed a teaching on the fruit of the Spirit. We pray you enjoyed that. The beautiful thing about our platform, if you missed a lesson, you can always retrieve it. Amen. And we spoke about the nine fruit. Amen. Glory be to God. On Wednesday, Dr. Lauren, amen, glory be to God, came and she shared a very encouraging reading, amen, about the fruitless, glory be to God, tree. Wow, that was an awesome reading, amen. And so that tied right into our teaching, amen, because we're teaching on the fruit of the Spirit, amen. And she spoke about the fruitless tree. I want to continue today as we wrap this week up, beloved, amen. We'll talk about that tree. We'll talk about that tree. Amen. Glory be to God. We've titled our teaching this morning, The Fruit Never Lies. The Fruit Never Lies. Amen. And let's see what the Lord has to say to us today. Amen. We're still talking about the fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. In the book of Matthew's, beloved, chapter number 7. Matthew chapter number 7. I want to read just a couple of verses in your hearing. Verse number 16 says this. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Verse number 20 says this, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Whereby by their fruits you shall know them. Amen. The fruit never lies. Amen. You might want to write that down. That's the subject of our teaching today. Amen. But you might want to write that down. Amen. The fruit never lies. Beloved, Jesus taught very strongly. When Jesus was considering people for leadership, amen, we know Jesus had 12 people in his circle, beloved. Amen. And in the inner circle, Jesus had another 70. On the outward, so Jesus had a lot of people, a lot of disciples. It just wasn't the 12. 12 was just the ones that's closest to him, beloved. Amen. And one of them was the devil. Amen. But Jesus taught us, beloved, when considering people for any position, especially a leadership position, it is necessary that we first carefully look at the fruit in that person's life. Even if the person is willing and eager to serve, the fruit in his or her personal life and attitude is exactly what you're going to get. It's exactly what you're going to get when you put that person in a position of leadership. I think it was Maya Angelou says, amen, when somebody shows you who they are, please believe them. So, beloved, amen, it's very important that we do not ignore what we see. One of the greatest mistakes that most people make, beloved, glory be to God, is to ignore obvious bad symptoms in a person. See, because sometimes you just want to use that person, you know what I mean? That person has gifts, that person has talents. You want to help that person reach their maximum potential, glory be to God. But at the same time, there are symptoms in that person's life. They're showing you, but you ignore it. That's a bad mistake, beloved, and I'm going to show you why right now as we continue to move forward. We cannot overlook the fruit in a person's life, especially when we are considering that person for a position of leadership. You cannot overlook that. Now, talents are important. Gifts are important. But gifts and talents do not supersede the importance of a person's character. In our scripture this morning, beloved, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, where it reads, "Whereby by their fruits ye shall know them." The word fruit, beloved, glory be to God, describes the physical, amen, fruit or plant of trees. This word, beloved, that the Bible is using in the Greek, glory be to God, when Jesus speaks about fruit, it is also used, we know the one side, we know what fruit means in the natural, beloved, but what Jesus was saying here, glory be to God, it is the firstborn of a person's life. In other words, this fruit, beloved, includes a person's deeds, a person's actions, of their moral character, and their behavior, or the output of the person's work, their character, who they are. This is their fruit. Jesus used the word, beloved, fruit, in the Greek tense here to tell us that the various byproducts of a person's life ultimately reveal what is inside that person. And so Jesus taught that we can ascertain much about a person by looking at the fruit in their life. All you got to do is watch them. He ain't really got to ask no questions. He ain't really got to say that much. Just watch them. Let them talk. Watch them. I just want to know. They're telling you who they are. They're telling you who they are by their actions, by their thoughts, by the things they do. This is what's on the inside of them. He said, you will know a fruit whereby by their fruit you should know them. Is that an apple tree or an orange tree? Look and see. What do you see? I see apples. Well, you can best believe that's an apple tree. I see oranges. Well, the fruit never lies. No, that's not an apple tree. That's an orange tree. Well, I wonder what type of person they are. You know, I see how they act, and I see. No. That's who they are. Well, I think we should still use them. I think we should still. This is who they are. Let us continue to see what else God has to say about this, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. So all we can do, if we look at the tree, if we look at the, amen, glory be, the person's life, and tell their character, their integrity, we can ascertain a lot about that person. In fact, glory be to God, Jesus said it is possible to know people by their fruit. That word know, beloved, in the Greek, glory be to God, hallelujah, means to come upon or happen upon some kind of knowledge. In other words, you know this because you know it. You're not, this is not hearsay. This is not gossip. How you know that? I know because I know. Huh? This word know, beloved, here carries the idea of making a discovery. I thought they was one person, but I found out they wasn't who they said they was. Discovered it. Why? Because I peeped their fruit. I thought it was an apple tree, but I got up close. It wasn't an apple tree at all. Somebody said the fruit never lies. So, beloved, in light of this, we must be very careful to look at the fruit of people's lives and especially when considering them for key positions in our churches, key positions in our ministries, key positions in our businesses, our organizations. You can make quite a discovery about people if you just take the time to carefully observe their lives. What does the scripture say? It says, know them who labor among you. Beloved, if you want to know what is inside a person, just observe his attitudes, her attitudes. Just observe them. What are they talking about? How are they saying? What are they saying? What are their attitudes about this? Oh, well, I'm just human. Yeah, you're just human, but you still a certain type of fruit. You're still a certain type of fruit. Observe how that other person relates to other people. Oh, that's going to tell you a whole lot about that person. It's going to tell you a whole lot about that person. I have one particular person, amen, I had to turn that thing around because every time, you know, they started talking, they was talking about somebody. Let me tell you something. My husband taught me a long time ago, a dog that'll bring a bone will carry a bone. They talking about them other people. Guess what they doing when they ain't with you? How do that person relate to other people? It's telling you what type of fruit is on their tree. Because the only fruit that's on the outside is because of what's on the inside. That person's fruit, beloved, will tell you the truth about who they really are. That's how you're going to know the truth. Say, let me see it for myself. Listen to this, and you might want to write this down, because this is also, we did read this morning, but I just want to reiterate this, and it's worth taking some notes on this one. Good fruit belongs to good trees, and bad fruit belongs to bad trees. It's that simple, beloved. The fruit never lies. A good tree can't bring forth bad fruit, and a bad tree can't bring forth good fruit. If that person is bringing forth good fruit, glory be to God, that's because it's a good tree. They're a good person, but they doing this and doing that, that's because they got bad fruit. Well, they're a bad person, but they doing all these good things. Then you don't know the definition between of good and bad. We talked about that in Isaiah 5, chapter 20. The Lord said, woe unto them who call good bad and bad good, who call white black and call black white. Glory be to God. So a lot of times, beloved, we are impressed with people. We are impressed. You know, we watch them, you know, they're good looking, they're pretty, they smell good, they're smart, they're educated, you know, and we have all these reasons why we are impressed with people, beloved. We are impressed with the tree, as Dr. Lauren shared with us, you know what I mean, just green and leafy. They just so green and leafy. Talking about green and leafy, it's been a while since I had me some fresh collard greens. Oh, wow. So they just green and leafy, huh? But, beloved, amen. Sister Lauren shared with us about no fruit, glory be to God. But I wanted this, us to flip that over this morning, glory be to God, and for us to take a serious look at the fruit, if you can find some. Sometimes, amen, there's no fruit because you already looked and there's nothing there. Glory be to God. But if you want to know about that person, beloved, we need to take a serious look at the fruit. Glory be to God. And maybe, beloved, amen, that person is destined. And which is where we really want to focus on this. Glory be to God. Amen. This is where we want to take our teaching today. Glory be to God. Sometimes that person has no fruit. Sometimes they're not what they claim to be. Glory be to God, huh? Glory be to God. But what we have to remember in all of our lives, because we all have been fruitless, And some of us are not as fruitful as we should be and need to be. See, but we are destined to produce good fruit in the future. Come on now. Sometimes, beloved, when we look at people's lives and we see no fruit, glory be to God, we have to realize that the time for picking its fruit hasn't come yet. Because timing is very important when it comes to harvesting good fruit. It's simply a fact of life. If you pick fruit before it's ready, it will produce a bitter taste. Anybody ever had bit into an apple that wasn't quite ripe yet? Anybody? Glory be to God. And somebody picked that apple too early. And what happened? You bit into that apple. The apple was sour. It was bitter and sharp. See? Because you picked the apple before it was ripe. And so therefore you ruin what would have been a perfectly good apple. Sometimes, beloved, amen, it's just not time yet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's still some growing to do. There's still some maturing to do before you get ready to do, amen, glory be to God, what it is you want to do or what, amen, hallelujah. It's not that you don't qualify, but you're not ripe yet. Glory be to God. The Lord birthed this ministry 11 years ago, okay? But I was in ministry for 40 years, see? But the Lord said, it's not time yet, see? It wasn't like the apple wasn't on the tree. The fruit wasn't on the tree, but the fruit was immature. It wasn't ripe yet. A blessing out of season, beloved, can end up being a curse. So, beloved, look, if you pull someone off the pew, and I remember, I thank God for the wisdom of Bishop Lambert. Bishop Lambert said somebody, one of the pastors came to him, said that they had a good deacon. Say he's a good deacon, and he a good deacon, and now I want to install him as in some other office in the church. Glory be to God. And Pastor Lambert said, why would you do that? Well, why would you, amen, glory be to God, put him in another position if he's a good deacon? Glory be to God. So why would you put him in another position unripe and be a bad elder? Because, beloved, this is the truth of the matter. If you pull somebody off the pew and just plop them into a leadership position before that person is ripe, it's not going to be an enjoyable experience for you or for that other person. If that person isn't ripe yet, if the fruit has not developed yet, there's nothing you can do to make the fruit ripen faster. Huh? You can't say a special prayer to get some ripe fruit. Time has to take its course. Glory be to God. We are in training for raining. Things have to take place. Glory be to God. Before that fruit can ripen. So we have to be careful not to push beloved people into positions that they aren't ready to handle. I've learned that. I've learned that myself. Glory be to God. You just can't do that. Well, they got so many gifts. Make them this. Make them the assistant pastor. Make them in charge of this. Make them in charge. They got the gift to handle it, but they don't have the fruit to handle it. They don't have the growth. They don't have the integrity. They're still budding. They're not ripe yet. Otherwise, in that situation, beloved, when people are put into positions, glory be to God, before their time and other scenarios, amen, it can be a very, very sour experience. What's our congressman? What's the one that just died? can't think of his name, but it'll come to me in a minute, amen. But he made a statement, amen, about our ex-president, the one that just left office. He said he's not ready to be president. Obama put it this way. He said, amen. He's, you know, you can't expect something from him because he doesn't have it to give to you. Not that he won't be a good president maybe sometimes in the future, but the timing is not right for this. He's not ripe yet. Let me show you what I'm talking about here in the word, beloved, amen, so to give you a better understanding to get of what I'm talking about. We want to look at John Mark. Okay, you can read about him in the book of Acts, chapter number 13:5, amen. And now this was, his name was John Mark. He had a lot of potential, okay? He was all of that. And the Bible tells us, beloved, that Paul and Barnabas took him on their journey, okay? The matter of fact, why don't you just go write that scripture down, amen? I just want to go to it real quick. I'm going to pull it up, amen, hallelujah. All right, come on. Acts, amen. You can read it in Acts chapter number 13. Amen. Verse number 5. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, and it reads like this. It says here, it says, so they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. Amen. Glory be to God. So Paul decided, amen, to take John with him on their missionary journey. Yeah, bring so-and-so. Yeah, because they got these gifts and, you know, they'll be able to, you know what I mean, to do this and be doing this and they'll be able to be a blessing to the ministry. Yeah, bring them. Come on, let's go. But they took him without looking at his fruit. They took him, they made a decision based on somebody's gifts. They made a decision based on somebody's talents, somebody's intelligence, but they ignored the fruit. All right, well, let's see what happens here. Because, beloved, when we continue to read in that same chapter, Acts 13:13, the Bible tells us for some reason, Paul took John Mark with them on a missionary journey, but John Mark abandoned the apostles at an early stage of the trip, and he went back home. I heard one pastor say one time he got home, he missed mama. Maybe he did miss mama. We don't know what happened. All we know is John abandoned them on a missionary journey. He didn't hang in there. He didn't stick to it. See? He was immature, beloved. That was a learning experience for Paul, because Paul didn't look at the fruit. He was just eager for the help. We need some help. Anybody, come on, somebody jump in. Who we got? Okay. But who do we have with some fruit? You want fruitless help or you want fruitful help? So look, I want you to read this today. Read it. You can find the story in Acts chapter 13. So what happened is John abandoned Paul on the missionary journey because he was immature. Paul's memories of John was so bitter. Now, we're talking about the Apostle Paul, the one who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. His memories of John was so bitter, beloved, that he had to fight with Barnabas about it. Paul and Barnabas is now fighting because Barnabas says, well, come on, let's bring John back. He said, no, he abandoned us the last time. That's how bitter that Paul was about. How could you desert us like this? How could you go back home to mama at a time when we needed you so much? The fight was so intense, beloved, that Paul even broke up his partnership with Barnabas. Rather than to be subject to another bad experience with this young man, he said, well, if you're going to bring a John, then y'all go ahead. Because I ain't going. Because I'm not going to have another bad experience with him.
I've already seen his fruit. He's already showed me who he is. Paul said, I ain't got time for this. So read it for yourself in Acts chapter 13. They split company because of John. But then, beloved, something truly amazingly happened. Years later, the Bible tells us when Paul was in a Roman prison preparing to die, because they was going to kill Paul for carrying the gospel message, Paul took up his pen and paper and he wrote a letter to Timothy. And this is what he says. You can read it yourself. You can find it in 2 Timothy 4 and 11. Paul told Timothy, he said, take Mark. Now, this is the same Mark that abandoned them years prior. He said, take Mark and bring him with you, for he is profitable for me and for the ministry. Beloved, glory be to God. This same Mark, glory be to God, hallelujah, who refused to be a part of the team. This same Mark, glory be to God. Now, years later, he had grown and matured. The fruit ripened, beloved. Glory, don't beat yourself up. Glory be to God. You don't have no fruit now, don't mean you can't get none. You're budding right now. Just be patient with yourself. Glory be to God. It's you growing. Glory be to God. Be patient with yourself. Come on now. You're not fruitful yet, but just hang on in there. This same John, glory be to God, hallelujah. Now here, years later, Paul is saying, bring the boy in now. He said, and he is profitable for the ministry. Glory be to God. He's ready to be used. His fruit has ripened. He has some fruit on his tree now. Glory be to God. It wasn't nothing years ago. It was all leafy years ago. It was more leaf than fruit years ago. Now we got more fruit than leaf. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When John went on that first trip with Paul, beloved, he was simply not ready to be used as a part of such a significant leadership team. They was heavy hitters. He just wasn't ready. That's why, glory be to God, I don't press the issue. When we look for volunteers here in the ministry, I don't press the issue. Glory be to God, because maybe you're just not ready. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Like Paul, on occasion in the last 11 years, amen, I have put people up, and the people weren't ready. They weren't ready. Glory be to God. You want to know why they weren't ready? Because they ain't here now. Just like John turned around and went home, they turned around and went home too because they wasn't ready. See? Because I was looking more at the gifts. I was looking more at the talents, and I wasn't looking for the fruit. Because the truth of the matter is, in retrospect, there was no fruit. But that was then. Hallelujah. That's not to say, glory be to God, they're not ready now. Glory be to God. So, beloved, and then let me say this as I wrap down. And the problem, beloved, hallelujah, wasn't all on John's part because he was unripe and had no fruit on his tree. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it was just a matter of timing. Glory be to God. See, John was called. Let me say this. John was called, but it was the timing. See, God has a will, a time, and a way. Pastor, when did you become a pastor at age 55? Well, why didn't it happen at 40? See, God has a timing. Oh, okay, well, okay, I was talking to someone, they said, I'm going to school, okay, glory be God, I want to be this in ministry, I want to be that, fine, in time, You just can't run, amen, into the office of pastorate. You just can't run into this office. You can't run in time. Why? You have to ripen. Amen to God. And this is what we see happening in our scripture today, beloved. It was a matter of timing. He wasn't mature enough to take part in that heavy-duty ministry at that earlier time. But now, years later, glory be to God, after years had passed, not only was Mark ready to take the position, but Brother Paul says this, he is profitable for the work of God. Come on, saints. Come on, we want to be profitable. We want to be profitable. Hallelujah. Look, those farmers, them farmers are profitable unless there's some fruit on their tree. They don't have nothing to sell. Glory be to God. We want to be profitable. John Mark was like an apple that had been picked too early. Beloved, sometimes we are picked too early. Sometimes we let people pick us too early. Sometimes we pick ourselves too early. It's not that it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. Sometimes we get impatient. We get mad with leadership. Well, they putting everybody else in position. They doing this. They doing that. Glory be to God. It's not that God's not going to use you. But you can't be picked too early. Because if you pick too early, it's going to create a sour experience for you and everybody else around you. John went on that first missionary trip before his fruit was ripe. He went on that first missionary trip with Paul before his fruit was ready for picking. But this is the truth, beloved. It wasn't entirely John's fault. Those who chose him to be a part of that team made a mistake by selecting him too early. It just wasn't his fault that, hey, I'm on. The leadership was responsible too. Paul and those who chose him was responsible. So I'll just bring it home this morning. Glory be to God. So, amen. So someone is eager, okay, to do this, to do that. Glory be to God. All right. It's just not in the ministry. Glory be to God. Huh? Because you got gifts, you got talents. Glory be to God. It's just not your fault because you had no fruit. In my particular case, let me bring it home. It would be my fault too. And the board of directors in this ministry would be their fault. Why? Because we agreed with you. We chose you. We said, come on. This is everybody wrong. Everybody was premature. They selected Paul and the other leaders selected John too soon before he was ready for picking. So therefore, they needed to accept part of the responsibility for putting an immature person into the ministry before he was ready. And unfortunately, we see that happening, beloved, where immature people are in ministry, immature people are leading. Look at this. How old was Jesus when Jesus died? 33 and a half years. How long was Jesus' ministry? 3.5 years. Jesus prepared 30 years for a 3.5 year ministry. The preparation time is always longer than the actual service. So don't get impatient. Because as long as that tree, as long as that fruit is still cooked up with the vine, that fruit is growing. You look at that apple tree, you said, nope, not ripe yet. Sour, not ripe, too small, sour. No. But because it's still hooked up with the vine, it's still growing. And when it's ripe, it'll be ready. Glory be to God. You don't even have to pick it. It's just going to fall off. Hey, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Beloved, now it is true that Mark did wrong. Now, Mark was wrong. I'm not taking up for Mark. Mark was wrong, dead wrong for abandoning the apostles.
to return home prematurely. Whatever reason it was, he wanted to come back home. He was wrong. He should have hung in there. However, probably would not have happened if the leaders, including Paul, had tested him properly instead of rushing through the process in order to use him. We can't rush through the process. Some things can't be rushed, beloved. Some things can't rush. You can't plant a seed. You say, okay, oh, in 7 days I want a full grown apple. You can't rush that process. Why is it taking so long for the fruit to show up? You can't rush the process. We have to trust the process. Grow through the process. Go through the process. But you can't rush the process. And this is what Paul had to learn, beloved. And this is what we have to learn also. Mark was talented. Mark was gifted. But Mark wasn't ready for the kind of responsibility in the ministry. He was an apple picked before it was ripe. You know, you have a lot of people that sometimes they envy, leadership. They envy, you know, they want the spotlight. I like the way Bishop Lampert put it. He said, okay, so you envying me, you want my spot here on Sunday for 2 hours? He said, no, you can have that. He said, you can have that, but you got to have everything else that goes with that during the week. He said, you can have it. You want my spotlight on Sundays? Okay. He said, come on up here. You can have it. He said, but you got to take everything else that goes along with that. You got to be ready for the assignment. Moses was 80 years old when God called him. 80. Most people have saved their retirement. They're trying to retire early nowadays. Moses was 80. But he was ripe and he was ready. Our experiences prepare us. Our challenges prepare. That's why, beloved, just accept whatever God allows in your life. If something is going on in your life and you pray against it and it don't change, okay, we have to accept what God allows. A lot of times we are binding the devil and there's no devil to bind. It's God. Accept whatever God's allowed. This is your growing time. This is your developing time that you might be ripened. Why? Because God has a work for you to do. He's not disregarding you. He just said, not yet. He's not saying no. He said, not yet. Let's get ripe. Let's get ripe. Glory be to God. We want to do this thing in your season. See, it's a season for this. It's a season for that. It's a season when you're unripe and you're ripening. And then once you become ripe, that's another season. And now you can truly be used for God's glory. Amen. So, beloved, let us open our eyes this morning and let the Holy Spirit help us to observe the fruit a person produces in their life. That's why if you watch when the Bible says when you're considering a bishop, when you're considering a deacon, what does the Bible tell you to do? It didn't say call and have a private investigator. It says watch their lives. Just watch them. How do they live? What do they live? How do they live? What they doing? How they dress? What they do? Huh? Just watch them. What does the Lord say? Be a fruit inspector. We're called to be fruit inspectors because that's the only way you're going to know somebody. That's the only way you're going to know somebody. And beloved, if you see a disturbing symptom when you are observing others, do not overlook the warning signs that are flashing all around you. They're warning signs. We like to overlook them. Well, I'ma still try to bless them. I'ma still, all right, don't say nothing because God already gave you the warning sign. You saw it. You saw it. You heard it more than once. See, you saw it hoping that these things will somehow mysteriously go away.
It don't work that way. They don't work that way. Nope, 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 nope. What it is, this is what it is. Pay attention, beloved. Pay attention to what you see. That's why God gave you two eyes. Pay attention to what you see, and God gave you two ears. Pay attention to what you hear. Excuse me, what did you just say? Oh, no, I was just kidding. No, you just revealed a part of your heart to me. You just repealed a part of your, I didn't mean to say that, I know, but you can't keep covering up a lie, because the fruit never lies. You was trying to smother it up, you was hoping no one would know. It slipped out, it slipped out. You know why it slipped out? Because it was in there. Beloved, what you see and the attitude that that person emits is most likely what he will produce once they are on your team, once they are in your circle, once they are in their life. That's why people date before they get married. You know what you were saying I do too. You were just hoping it was going to change. You were just hoping it was going to change. God already put the handwriting on the wall. He already showed you what you was getting. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and do this and pray they change. Ooh, baby, don't go there. You need to have a conversation with Pastor Bradford. Please don't go there. Baby, you ever heard of the old folks, our mothers and fathers, the ones that are going on and still around? Amen. You done jumped out the fire, out the frying pan in the fire, baby. Hey, it done got from worse to worse. They already showed you. You know, I get so much wisdom from Bishop Lambert. Bishop Lambert said this. And Bishop Lambert, take care of them women, because he be teaching them women. He said, this is what I would do. For those of you who dating, he said, I would make them mad on purpose. I would do something intentionally to get them mad so you can see who they really are. Because then when they come over there cussing and swinging and breaking up stuff and throwing stuff, oops, there it is. See ya. I got to go. If that situation don't get better, baby, it gets worse when they get you. Oh, he just hit me once. He just hit you once. All right, prepare yourself for a lifetime full of butt whooping. He just showed you that he was a woman abuser. Oh, once they get this cookie, it's going to be a no, baby. No, 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 no. He whoring around now. That's because he a whore. He ain't had mine. It's all, I heard one mother told me, glory be to God, it's all warm. Yours is warm. Hers is warm, too. They don't care. They don't need to see a face. It's all the same from the neck down. Glory be to God. Woo, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I really could have did this in two lessons, you got to hear this. I'll finish after this, Lord's willing. As you contemplate the fruit produced by others, and you need to observe people and watch and see and contemplate their fruit, something I don't want you to forget this morning. While you watching other people fruit, don't forget to let the Holy Spirit speak to you about your fruit. You're so busy watching other people fruit, you forgot about your fruit. Huh? The fruit that you're producing in your own life. Well, I don't see no fruit over there. They're like, okay, all right, what you got in yours? They real leafy over there. I don't see no fruit. Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, we're going to pray on that. In the meantime, what you looking like? what you shaking? My mother, I love my mother. I call her Bishop. She say, Pastor Bradford, what you shaking up over there? That's how we talk to one another. Glory be to God. And let me ask you this morning, what you shaking? What you shaking on your tree? Come on, saints, let the Holy Spirit use us today. Let me ask you a question. Glory. What others say the fruit they taste from your life is sweet or better or bitter. If somebody took a bite of your fruit this morning, would they say that's some sweet fruit or that's some bitter fruit? Y'all know. You ain't got to ask nobody. Y'all know. Let me ask you a question. We talked about this a little bit on our 5 o'clock prayer call this morning. Amen. Are you a blessing or are you a curse? As we said earlier in our teaching, beloved, a good tree produces good fruit and a bad tree produces bad fruit. Good fruit belongs to good trees, and bad fruit belongs to bad trees. It's that simple. The fruit never lies. So, what kind of fruit do you produce? The fruit never lies. What type of fruit tree are you, beloved? He said, judge your own self and you'll not be judged. What type of fruit tree are you? Well, I don't know. I ain't sure. Well, let's take a bite. Because the fruit never lies. Amen? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us to take a truthful look at the fruit produced in our lives. After seeing the truth and coming to recognize areas of our lives that produce bad fruit, please help us to purge those bad places from our character so we can start producing good fruit in every part of our lives. Without you, we can never be everything that we need to be. But with your help, we can become just like Jesus. So today, Father, we are asking you to help us get started purging, the purging process and the cleansing process in every area of our lives that produces less than pleasing fruit. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all good, beloved. Hallelujah. Let us keep growing. Let us keep growing. Hallelujah. Even if you got a lot of fruit. Amen. There's still room for improvement. The Lord said 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. You might be 30-fold, and that's a bunch. Huh? So now we can allow God to take us to the 60-fold and allow God to take us to the 100-fold. Overflow. Somebody say overflow. My God, bless to be a blessing. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. A form of announcements today. Amen. We'll be at the altar of prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock. Tonight at 9:30. We prayed. Oh, it's been a full week, haven't it? We met on Facebook every day this week at 5 o'clock. We've been here at 6 o'clock, the altar prayer. We just concluded the two nights with the prayer summit, amen, with Pastor Lisa, Pastor Erica. And then tonight at 9 o'clock, it ain't over yet, y'all. Amen. Glory be to God. Bring your own praise. Bring your own praise. Bring your own praise party. Now, please call in at 9 o'clock. Set your clock long for now. We know we was meeting at 10. We're meeting at 9 so we can conclude earlier. But if you call in at 10, that means we still concluding the same time. So it really didn't benefit us to start at 9 o'clock because we've been running normally like around 2 hours. So that means that by 11 o'clock, we should really be wrapping up, depending on what the Holy Spirit is going to do. All right, but it is 9 o'clock. We did change the hours, amen, so that we can conclude earlier, because we know that we're going to be right back, amen, at the breakfast table, 6 o'clock, amen. And we're all getting older, and everybody needs their rest, but God does honor your sacrifice. Come with your testimony. Come with your praise report, amen. Come with your dance tonight at 9 o'clock in Jesus' name. Okay, what else? I think that's it. We'll make the other announcements. Now, we're pushing back the souvenir journal 1 week. Definitely by the end of this month, everything. I said the 20th. Okay, we're going to take it to the end of November. Everything is wrapped up at the end of November. All right, so those of you, glory be to God, amen. We'll be collecting all the ticket money because we have to give an account. Amen. For they charge us per person, so that's why we need to know who's coming. That's how they charge you in these banquet halls. It's a certain amount of money per person. Amen. So we want to wrap everything up next weekend. Amen. So that gives everybody, amen, an extra week for the souvenir journal and also for the tickets. Amen. In Jesus' name. Woo! All right, saints. That's it. That's it. Amen. I think I hope I didn't leave nothing out. If I did, count it to the head and not to the heart. Count it to the head and not to the heart. In Jesus' name. I love y'all. Amen. We'll be back here tomorrow morning. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm not the one bringing the word. I ain't the one. You know what I learned from my mother? I'm going to say this. My mother, whenever, now one thing about my mother, she used her ministers. She do. And that's where I learned that from. She'll put you up. See, and ask the Lord tell her to do that. But she never told the church who was preaching that Sunday or teaching that night. Because, see, people like to pick and choose. Oh, so-and-so teaching, I ain't calling in. I ain't calling in. They you know what I mean? No. You call in. If you want to hang up, you hang up. Amen. Glory be to God. So on sometimes we will, as the Spirit tell us, and sometimes he says, you know what, just the word is the word is the word. Just call in. You're going to call in anyhow. And I know some people, I've had experience, they call in to see Pastor Bradford wasn't up, they would hang up. They would hang up. How I know? Because I get they email me a report, see, and I see that you called in and you stayed on for 2 minutes because you saw Pastor Bradford was teaching. And then some people come out and tell me. They just say, look, you wasn't teaching. They was honest. They said, I just hung up. Now, it is true that we can't eat from everybody. That is true. But, beloved, amen, we do need to show a little bit more Christian love, and we need to pray about everything. All right. I love you. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word. Thank you for your people. As we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, premature death, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel bad news. We cancel sin. We cancel sorrow. It will not take place. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. And Jesus, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen, and hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. The Lord smile on you and be gracious unto you today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Opposition this morning on 5 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. With the release of blessings for the righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. If you're righteous, amen, in the righteousness of Christ, expect to receive in Jesus' name. All right, Pastor Bradford, signing out. Blessings.
response, I gotta run over. To my family response, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over.